I've been considering naming him after my husband. It's been a tradition in his family for over 5 generations. I'm sure he'd be very pleased. My husband's name is Gress Krendrick. He's Katarian.
Choosing a name is no easy matter. I speak from experience.
Have you had any progress, Doctor?
I've reviewed historical, literary, and anthropological databases from over 500 worlds and have yet to find a suitable name. However, I may want to give some thought to Gress Krendrick.
To be honest, I've been thinking of something simpler. What do you think of Cameron?
No, I like it.
Cameron, from the ancient Celtic term for one whose nose is bent.
Well, what about Frederick?
Frederick, very distinguished. However, it bears a close resemblance to a rather impolite term on the Bolian homeworld.
It doesn't have to be a human name. I like Seral. It's Vulcan.
Yes. Unfortunately, it was also the name of a dictator on Sakura Prime, famed for beheading his rivals and his parents.
He won't have an objection to Benarin.
You're right. I've never heard that name before.
I think it's lovely. Is it Okampan? Benarin was my father's name. He was the greatest inspiration in my life.
All science officers, please report to your stations.
Your scans look fine, Ensign. We'll see you in a week.
Thank you. Gress Krendrick would make a good middle name, don't you think?
You never suggested your father's name to me.
I thought you were only considering human names.
Huh. Well, you were mistaken.
If you like Benarin, there's no reason you can't use it too. I'm sure she won't mind.
Won't mind that I just usurped her baby's name the moment I heard it. Thank you, but no thank you.
My uncle's name was Elrum. I once knew a boy named Tarek.
There's not much left of whatever it was. From the amount of debris, I'd guess it was a small ship, no bigger than a shuttlecraft.
I'm not reading any organic material in the debris field. It must have been an unmanned vessel, possibly a probe.
Any idea what happened to it?
The high residual energy signature indicates repeated weapons fire.
Captain, the wreckage is composed primarily of duritanium polyalloy.
Duritanium?
I haven't seen many weapons that could do that kind of damage to a duritanium hull.
Transport some samples of the debris to engineering for analysis.
Continuous scans, Lieutenant. We don't want whoever did this to catch us by surprise.
Janeway strides into engineering where Torres and Chakotay study the debris.
Any conclusions?
Afraid so.
We've identified the signature left by the weapons fire. There's no question. It was Cardassian.
Cardassian? Could Seska be responsible?
No, Captain. I am.
British Sky Broadcasting presents Star Trek Voyager, based on Star Trek created by Gene Roddenberry. This episode is entitled Dreadnought. Gas explodes outwards in a huge arc from an enormous sun. Nuclear reactions in the star's core send great gouts of flame thousands of miles into space. The Federation starship Voyager flies through a giant arc of fire on its continuing journey to find home. Its captain is Catherine Janeway. The starship Voyager pushes through clouds of dust and gas. Its flat, oval bow raised above and forward of the cylindrical body to which the engine arms are fixed, forges a path through the unknown darkness of space. Billions of stars shine throughout the universe, illuminating huge gas clouds and multicolored planets. A blue-green planet is framed in a golden glow surrounded by the jagged illuminations of gas and space debris. Voyager flies past great rocks covered in ice and on into the farthest reaches of infinite space. A blue-gray planet streaked with clouds turns in space. Its gravitational pull holds fragments of rock, the debris of dead planets and comets in a thin band encircling the planet like a giant ring. As Voyager passes beyond the ringed planet and on towards others, an unknown sun eclipsed by a satellite moon is revealed as the moon moves on its eternal orbit. The darkness itself is eclipsed by the star's intense brightness. Millions of miles ahead of Voyager, a gigantic, gaseous blue and red nebula proves the existence of many more galaxies. The engines power up, glowing bright blue either side of the starship, and it lunges forward, accelerating into the nebula and disappearing.
The probe was destroyed by an experimental Cardassian weapon from the Alpha Quadrant.
Sorry.
I recognized its signature because I know this weapon very well. Chakotay and I got our hands on it when we were fighting the Cardassians.
How did it get here?
Probably the same way we did.
The last time we saw it, it was heading in the same direction in the Badlands where the caretaker picked us up.
Originally, the Cardassians sent this thing to destroy a Maquis munitions base. We nicknamed it Dreadnought. It's a self-guided tactical missile carrying a charge of 1,000 kilos of matter and another 1,000 of antimatter.
Enough to destroy a small moon.
Now add to that one of the most sophisticated computer systems I've ever seen. They made this missile adaptable, evasive, armed with its own defensive weaponry. In other words, unstoppable.
So, how did you stop it?
We didn't. It got through all our defenses. Worked like it was supposed to, except for one minor detail. It didn't go off.
Leave it to the Cardassians to build such an incredibly advanced tactical weapon, and then arm the warhead with an old kinetic detonator.
The missile skipped off into the atmosphere and quietly went into orbit.
I got inside it and reprogrammed the computer. Hell, I didn't just reprogram it. I changed its identity. I made it forget about being Cardassian. Now it was working for the Maquis.
And we gave it a new mission. To destroy the Cardassian fuel depot on Ashlon 5. But it never made it out of the Badlands. We thought it had been destroyed in one of the plasma storms.
So how do we stop this weapon before it causes any more damage?
Dreadnought masks its warp trail with a randomized EM field. But I can modify our navigational sensors to cut through that.
And what are we going to do with it once we find it?
I get back inside it. I know all the security codes. I installed them myself.
Lieutenant Paris can assist you with the navigational sensors. Keep me informed. Dismissed.
Lieutenant? I expect everyone to show up for meetings on time and properly dressed.
Yes, sir.
There's still a lot of distortion in the upper frequencies. Better? Now let's try filtering out the ion radiation. B'Elanna. You must be really worried about catching this thing.
Chakotay wasn't telling the whole truth. We didn't send Dreadnought on a mission against the Cardassians. I was the one who sent it. Without asking him.
You were afraid he'd say no.
After I did it, he pulled me aside and I was ready to defend myself. I was so sure that I had anticipated everything that could possibly go wrong. I even programmed it to warn Federation ships to stay out of its way. In my own voice.
Your voice?
Listening to that Cardassian computer's voice was driving me crazy.
I don't blame you.
Anyway, Chakotay looked at me. I didn't know him very well yet. And all he said in that damned soft voice of his was that I'd hurt him. That he thought he'd earned my trust and loyalty. I was so glad when it disappeared into the Badlands. I remember thinking, thank God it's over. But it's not. And if anything happens here because of Dreadnought, it's my fault. No one else's.
You took a risk. You were thinking like a Maquis. That was a whole different life.
Tell me about it.
You know, I've been surprised at how well you've been able to fit in here. A little envious, too.
Tom. What's been going on with you lately?
Going on? How?
People are starting to talk.
Are they? People like who? Chakotay?
No, I mean people like me. Like today. Look at yourself. I'm coming to a briefing late. And is it true that you had a fight with Lieutenant Rawlins.
The lieutenant was unhappy that my con reports weren't punctuated properly, according to Starfleet protocol. I didn't like his attitude.
Was he right about your reports?
We're in the Delta Quadrant. Nowhere near Starfleet. What difference? Yeah, he was right. I'm the one who's been wrong. Wrong about a lot of things. Why don't we try running a multiphasic sweep?
Captain, I'm picking up the trail again. New heading 196, Mark 4.
I'm on it.
This course is erratic. Are we sure we're following a single warp trail?
Perhaps the missile's navigational system is malfunctioning. It's been operating for over a year, far longer than it was designed to function.
No, this is deliberate. It's following one of the evasive patterns I programmed into it. It must have observed us following.
I think I've got it on long-range sensors.
No, that's only a sensor echo. Dreadnought's programmed to deflect its image up to 100,000 kilometers from its true location. The next time you get a heading, look for a brief surge in neutrino emissions within a 100,000 kilometer radius. That'll be the real thing.
Got it. Elevated neutrino levels, locking in coordinates. It's within visual range.
On screen.
The crew stare at the screen as a brown rectangular object appears. Its engines glow bright orange against the black star-studded universe of the Delta Quadrant. There is an air of nervous anticipation on the bridge.
Its targeting scanners have been activated.
What's wrong?
It's not supposed to do that until it's locked onto its final target.
It's heading for a planet in a system over 10 light years away. At its current speed, it'll get there in about 3 weeks.
The planet is Class M. I'm reading several heavily populated areas.
Voyager closes rapidly on the speeding missile, which is being tracked by another crewman on Voyager.
Seska will want to know about this Cardassian missile immediately.
Mr. Jonas, your enthusiasm is appreciated. But I would prefer to know more about it before I bring it to Marge Cullor's attention.
If I could just talk to Seska.
As I explained, I have now been assigned to be your control.
Has she been made aware of how much I've been helping you?
What the Marge chooses to share with her is none of my concern. But you are in good hands, my friend. Now tell me more about this weapon your ship has found.
Look, all you need to tell Seska is that this missile is better armed than the entire Kazon Nistrum sect.
It's very interesting. What more can you tell me that I can bring to mind?
Sun's about to make a subspace transmission. They may be able to detect our comm link. I have to terminate.
My name is Catherine Janeway, captain of the Federation Starship Voyager.
First Minister Kellan, captain. What is it you want?
Our scans of your world suggest you have long-range tracking abilities.
We have been observing your course for the last 2 days.
Have you also been able to detect the missile on a parallel course off our starboard bow?
We haven't been able to identify what it is, but yes.
You have the right to know, First Minister, that this missile is carrying a warhead with a significant destructive force.
Is this some sort of threat, Captain?
On the contrary, we want to help.
I find that hard to believe. Your reputation precedes you, Captain. We've been told that you've threatened many races since your arrival in this quadrant.
First Minister, we're aware the Kazon have been telling that to people. They'd like to prevent us from making allies. I assure you, you've been misled.
And yet, here you are, sending this missile toward us.
The missile arrived here from our quadrant due to a very unusual accident. We haven't been able to determine yet why it chose Rakoza as its target, but my chief engineer is preparing to disarm it before it reaches you.
Perhaps you are telling me this in order to delay our defensive response.
I could have maintained communication silence and not given you any warning at all.
That's true. Nevertheless, be aware that I am placing our defense force on alert.
I'd do the same in your place.
We will be watching your progress closely.
Janeway to Taurus, how soon will you be ready to transport?
Dreadnought shields have responded to my codes. I'm ready now, Captain.
Proceed.
Energize. Authorized entry detected. Initiating DNA scan. Belana Taurus confirmed.
Hello, Vilana. Your last system's access was on stardate 47582. Current date is 49447. Time, 0840 hours. Did you sleep well last night?
Not so well, to tell you the truth. Activate programmer interface.
Your presence was not anticipated during the mission. Please explain.
Something's gone wrong with your programming, Dreadnought.
Display targeting schematic.
A self-diagnostic has been conducted every 14 hours. No malfunctions have been detected.
Maybe there's something wrong with your diagnostic systems, too. Identify target.
Echelon 5.
What targeting parameters are you using?
Size. Radiothermic signature. Atmospheric composition. Relative...
Enough. Dreadnought, you're nowhere near Echelon 5.
Based on available data, you are mistaken, Vilana.
Let me check out your navigational systems.
Access to primary navigational systems is denied at Stage 3 alert status.
That was my idea, wasn't it?
Affirmative.
Okay. We'll have to go at this in a different way then, won't we?
Vilana crosses to her tool case and carries it to the main console where she places it on the floor and opens it.
Dreadnought. Do you know what happened to you the day after my last system's access?
Please be more specific.
Did you encounter a coherent Tetrion beam?
Confirmed. All attempts to avoid the phenomenon failed.
That beam carried you into the Delta Quadrant. I'm not surprised it damaged your sensors. Dreadnought, reinitialize your navigational systems. Computer.
Reinitialization sequence is complete.
Okay. Now verify our current position.
Based on relative position to known astronomical markers, this vessel is currently located in the Delta Quadrant.
And is Echelon 5 located in the Delta
Quadrant? Negative.
Then reconfirm your target lock.
Unable to verify. Standing down from Stage 3. Target lock has been deactivated. Re-establishing Stage 4.
Janeway to Taurus.
Go ahead, Captain.
We're showing a shutdown of all your engines. Can you confirm that?
That and more. I'll be ready to transport back in a few minutes.
Acknowledged. Good work, Vilana. Janeway out.
Dreadnought, return to Stage 5. Initiate power save program.
Acknowledged. Good night, Vilana.
Sweet dreams.
The lights dim on Dreadnought and Vilana returns to Voyager.
The Dreadnought's quantum torpedoes could be modified to be compatible with our launchers.
What about its engine components?
Easily converted to Starfleet specs. We'll have spare parts for years.
We should also download some files from the computer core.
Vilana, you can begin the salvage operation first thing in the...
Paris to Janeway.
Yes, Lieutenant.
The missile just took off. It's going into warp.
Stay with it, Tom.
Engaging warp drive.
This isn't possible. When I left, it was completely shut down.
We're back on a heading to Rikosa 5.
It's increasing speed to warp 9.
At this rate, it'll reach the planet in 51 hours.
It's still on course for the planet at warp 9.
Mr. Paris, bring us within 10 kilometers. Maintain a parallel position. Bridge to Taurus, your status.
I don't understand it,
Captain. Dreadnought's shields are not recognizing my security code anymore. We can't initiate transport.
You better get back up here, Lieutenant.
Aye, Captain.
Mr. Tuvok, let's take a shot at disabling its drive systems. Ready, photons. Red alert.
Taurus programmed the missile's shields to adjust to all known weapons, even Starfleet's.
Voyager wasn't in service when she did it. We're equipped with Type 6 photon torpedoes. They may just get through. Fire!
No discernible damage, Captain.
It must have scanned our weapons, adapted its shields.
Captain, it's maintaining course and speed.
We're being hailed by the missile.
Let's hear it.
Unidentified Federation ship. Although this vessel is Cardassian in design, it has been appropriated by the Maquis. Please stand down your weapons.
You stand down your weapons and I'll stand down mine.
You are interfering with a tactical mission against Cardassian aggressors. This vessel is programmed to respond with all necessary force to prevent any disruption to its mission.
Dreadnought, why have you resumed course?
Hello, Belana. Course was resumed once your safe departure from this vessel was confirmed. It was a necessary response to your deception.
My deception?
You are participating in the Delta Quadrant deception.
Explain, Dreadnought.
False information has been entered into Dreadnought's navigational sensor array.
When a bomb starts talking about itself in the third person, I get worried.
Why would I enter false information?
Probability assessment indicates you are being coerced by Cardassian forces.
You've already identified Voyager as a Federation ship, Dreadnought. Your scanners must indicate this is not a Cardassian crew.
Probability assessment indicates you are operating within the parameters of the Cardassian Federation Alliance, as described in the Treaty of 2367, a treaty rejected by the Maquis.
So when I was just over there, and you shut yourself off, you were lying to me?
Acknowledged.
I never taught it to do that.
That is not correct, Belana. Your tactical subroutine instructed Dreadnought to prepare responses for 39 potential Cardassian threats. The possibility of your capture and coercion was number 7.
Dreadnought, is there any way we can prove to you that you are actually in the Delta Quadrant, that this is not a deception?
The probability of being in the Delta Quadrant, 75,000 light-years from last confirmed location, is negligible. The target is located in the Alpha Quadrant. Target lock has been established. There will be no further warnings. Terminating communications link.
The one possible vulnerability I remember is in the Thoron shock emitter. If we can get it to fire at full power, that should destabilize the reactor core for 30 seconds. A single sustained tachyon beam might just penetrate that core and destroy it.
What will it take to provoke Dreadnought into firing?
It shouldn't be that difficult. Once we go after it with an all-out assault, the emitter should fire.
Mr. Tuvok, set your target. Ready, photons.
Ready, Captain.
Fire.
The missile's Thoron shock emitter has fired.
Initiate the tachyon beam.
We have penetrated its shields. Direct hit to the core.
Reading an energy buildup in its reactor. It should overload in about 30 seconds. Wait a minute. There's a plasma surge coming from its core. What the hell?
Light bulges from the missile and surges back up the tachyon beam.
Report!
It sent a plasma burst along the tachyon beam into our main power system. We've got EPS relays burnt out all over the ship.
I'm not getting any response from the warp or impulse drives. Even the maneuvering thrusters are out.
The missile was not significantly damaged. It has maintained its course for Rakoza.
Our engines will be back online in less than an hour, First Minister. Then we'll try again.
Did you sustain any casualties, Captain?
A few. A broken arm, a broken leg. Fortunately, that's all.
I'm pleased to hear that. We are projecting casualties at 2 million if the worst occurs. I have deployed our fleet to intercept this missile in a matter of hours.
First Minister, we've analyzed your offensive capabilities, and they're no match for what you're facing. You must have realized that yourself.
And what would you have me do? Sit here and wait for death to fall from the sky? I'm sorry. We haven't had much sleep. We weren't prepared for anything like this. We are not a warlike race. We haven't devoted our resources to building weapons like yours.
First Minister.
Please. I've always hated that title. My name is Kellen. I prefer that.
Our chief engineer is trying to return to the missile's control room. She's still our best chance at disarming it. There's no reason to send your fleet on a hopeless mission.
I appreciate your efforts, truly. But the decision has been made. We have some good pilots, Captain. Perhaps they will surprise you.
Emma stands on the transport grid with her tool case. Kim is at the controls.
Blocked again.
We don't have time for this.
Don't worry. We'll find a way to get you back over there.
We wouldn't have to if I'd done my job right the first time.
You couldn't expect to guess every move it made.
Why not? Dreadnought seems pretty good at guessing mine.
It's only as smart as you made it.
I'm not so sure about that, Harry. Its programs are adaptive, and it's been accumulating data all this time. It spends every minute of every day thinking about new strategies, new probabilities.
And I bet it doesn't spend much time worrying about what it could have done differently.
All right, Starfleet. Let's give it another try.
At the second attempt, B'Elanna disappears.
Unauthorized entry detected. Initiating DNA scan. Hello, B'Elanna. Your last systems access was today at 0840 hours. Current time is 1931 hours. Have you had a pleasant day?
Oh, yes. Swell day.
Access to programmer interface has been denied. Access to programmer interface has been denied.
Angrily, B'Elanna crosses to the main power grid and rips open a circuit panel. She takes a scanner from her toolcase, but a power surge destroys it.
Access to circuit pathways has been denied. Be advised that the intensity of the shock will increase if you attempt to open the panel again.
B'Elanna takes a tricorder and scans the bulkhead. The readings fluctuate in front of her and she rips a panel from the wall. A complex mesh of transparent conduits and tubes runs along the inside of the cavity.
I'm disappointed in you, Dreadnought. If I really was a Cardassian agent, you should have killed me with the first charge.
Probability assessment indicates that you are being coerced by Cardassian forces.
Pulling out a piece of the grid, B'Elanna turns back to the circuit panel and scans it. She then reaches out her hand and gingerly touches the diodes inside.
Somehow I expected you to put up more of a fight. Computer?
Stage 2 alert has been activated.
Tell me what's happening.
There are 15 priority targets approaching. All weapon systems at full readiness. Speed, full impulse.
The Rakosan fleet.
Hail the lead ship.
Channel open, Captain. Audio only.
This is Captain Janeway on Voyager. I urge you to break off your attack. One of my crew members is aboard the missile.
You'd better get your crewman out, Captain. We estimate time to intercept 90 seconds.
We're still attempting to disarm its weapons.
My orders are clear. You'll have to talk to my superiors back home. Rakosa 1, out.
Janeway to Taurus.
Yes, Captain.
The Rakosan fleet is preparing to attack.
Captain, don't beam me out. I may not be able to transport back here again.
Lieutenant?
I'm making progress.
The Rakosan ships have created a diversion. I've already used it to disarm the security codes on board. Now, if I can just get to the central processor, I can disable the entire system.
All right. We'll try to keep a transporter lock on you. Janeway out.
The Rakosan attack is commencing, Captain.
Move us into weapons range, Mr. Paris.
Aye, Captain.
Give them some cover fire. Red alert.
Firing phasers.
Dreadnought shudders under Voyager's onslaught. Rakosan fleet approaches, B'Elanna quickly accesses the main weapons circuit, but as she works, the circuit is suddenly deactivated.
All command control functions have been rerouted through protected backup circuits, B'Elanna. Your attempt to compromise weapons control has been blocked.
Those ships aren't your enemy. They are not Cardassian. Can't you recognize that?
This vessel is programmed to respond with all necessary force to prevent any disruption to its mission.
The first three Rakosan fighters are destroyed as the missile emits a powerful plasma wave. B'Elanna can only stare at the screen.
Shields are holding.
We are drawing minimal fire from the missile. Its primary weapon systems are focused on the Rakosan vessel.
Another group of fighters is starting an attack run.
We've got to draw more of the missile's fire. Make Voyager a more serious threat, Tuvok.
The missile emits another plasma wave.
Shields at 40%.
Damage reported on decks 3 and 4. Repair crews responding.
The Rakosan vessels are withdrawing, Captain.
Good. Move us out of range of the plasma wave. Janeway to Taurus.
Yes, Captain.
The Rakosan ships have retreated. We have 1 hour and 9 minutes until the missile reaches the planet. Any progress?
Dreadnought's created backup systems to replace the ones I tried to disable.
Do you have any other ideas?
I'm reluctant to discuss them in present company, but could you send over a... Captain?
Communications have been terminated. Transporter lock has also been disengaged.
What took you so long?
There was a tactical advantage in monitoring your ship's communications until this time.
So, it's just you and me now.
B'Elanna swiftly attaches wires and a sensor to a magnetic scanner and sticks it to the wall next to the circuit panel. She switches it on and starts to pass the scanner over the circuit diodes.
You are accessing the detonation control circuit. Probability assessment indicates you are attempting to detonate the explosive before it reaches its target.
Now that wouldn't make much sense, would it? I'd be killing myself in the process.
Probability assessment indicates you are attempting to detonate the explosive before it reaches its target.
If I'm being coerced by Cardassians, why would I be willing to sacrifice myself for them? Answer that one.
Unable to respond. Reassessing probabilities.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. Why don't we reassess those probabilities together, okay? Remember how we used to play hypothetical games?
Affirmative.
Let's play one now. Here's a hypothetical situation for you. Suppose I've been telling you the truth all along, and you really are in the Delta Quadrant.
Probability of being in the Delta Quadrant, 75,000 light years from last confirmed location, is negligible.
Hypothetical, Dreadnought. It's a game, remember? Assume it's true for a moment.
Assumption entered.
And we're heading for the wrong target.
Assumption entered.
Millions of innocent people about to die when you detonate.
Assumption entered.
Now explain to me how this might happen.
If key sensor programs were damaged or deleted, databanks would be compromised.
Just for the fun of it, let's have a look at those data banks. See if anything looks at all compromised.
She stares at her screen as numeric files are displayed in rotation.
Is this a complete file directory? There seem to be a few missing.
Files containing information about the weapons or tactical systems are not necessary to verify sensor accuracy.
Oh, I'm hurt. You don't trust me. Hold on. Pause the display. What's that? Computer, identify the Cardassian file on screen.
Unable to identify.
Looks like a backup file. Computer, when was this file created?
Stardate 46437.5.
I believe that was before you and I ever met.
Hypothetical game terminated. Probability reassessment complete.
A new conclusion?
Affirmative. Probability of being in the Delta Quadrant remains negligible. When that option is rejected, new probability assessment indicates that you have changed loyalties, B'Elanna. You are now cooperating with the Cardassian Federation Alliance, as described in the Treaty of 2367, a treaty which has been rejected by
Dreadnought.
The Maquis. Humanoid life support aboard this vessel has been terminated. Approaching target at full impulse. Stage 1 alert has been activated. Initiating final detonation sequence.
People are crowding every port trying to get off the eastern continent. There aren't enough ships.
Kellen, there are still 41 minutes for us to prevent this.
What can be done in 41 minutes?
I'm prepared to use this ship to detonate the warhead before the missile reaches you.
Use your ship? To collide with it?
Something like that.
Do you really think that would work?
I'm not sure.
You would sacrifice yourselves to benefit a people you didn't even know 2 days ago.
To save 2 million lives? That's not a hard decision.
Your reputation in this quadrant isn't deserved, Captain. For what it's worth, you have made a friend here.
I'm still hoping we'll have a chance to celebrate this new friendship together.
All key systems have been secured. You will not gain access.
I'm not interested in your key systems anymore, Dreadnought.
That is an unlikely assertion, B'Elanna.
Seriously, check for yourself.
You are attempting to access the obsolete Cardassian file. Why?
Oh, just killing time.
Life support has been terminated. It is advisable for you to return to your ship.
B'Elanna watches the screen displaying the Cardassian file. Captain Janeway walks determinedly onto the bridge.
Gentlemen, I believe our best chance at stopping Dreadnought now is to set off a large antimatter explosion directly in its path.
To work, it would take more energy than all our photons put together.
Or more to the point, it would take a warp core breach.
You'll be in charge of the evacuation, Commander.
I'm not leaving you on the ship.
Captain's prerogative. Get the rest of the crew to the escape pods. I'll send the senior officers to join you in a few minutes. We don't have time to debate this, Chakotay.
Everyone except senior officers, with me.
Computer, initiate the self-destruct sequence. Authorization Janeway Pi 110. Set it at 20 minutes.
Warning, self-destruct sequence has been initiated. Warp core overload in 20 minutes.
Cardassian ATR 4107, attempting to activate systems.
I never thought I'd be glad to hear that voice again.
Voice analyzer functioning. Unable to identify.
Attempting to activate systems.
No additional presence detected.
Check those diagnostics, Dreadnought. You're talking to yourself. I believe you're having an identity crisis.
Accessing central processor memory.
Engaging counter-virus response program.
Attempting to override program.
Computer, identify the target.
The McKee munition
base
on planetoid Alpha 441. Malfunction detected in the targeting system. Attempting to correct.
Negative. Target lock has been confirmed. The Maquis are now in control.
This target
does
not conform to
the original
targeting
parameters. Have been replaced.
The detonation sequence cannot proceed without the proper target identification. Ejecting antimatter pod.
Echelon 5.
The emergency ejection system has failed. Attempting to reinitialize all key circuits.
Access to the navigational system is
accessing
denied.
Backup system.
All critical pathways have been rerouted to protected backup systems. Security lock function. Override
pathways
locked. Counter vibe on. All systems are.
Representing is attempting control.
Frantically working at a console, B'Elanna turns as a door slides open in the bulkhead. She bends down and crawls into the narrow conduit, her eyes searching for what she needs.
Warning, self-destruct sequence has been initiated. Warp core overload in 11 minutes.
Captain, I've broken through the interference. I'm not sure how. We have communications. Checking on transporter signal? I have a lock on her.
Voyager to Taurus.
Yes, Captain.
I need to get you out of there. We're abandoning Voyager. I'm going to overload the warp core and the missile's flight path.
I may be able to detonate the warhead from here.
By breaching the containment field.
Can you get access to the core?
I'm already in it. I'm using my phaser to burn through the magnetic constrictor casing now.
Are you all right, B'Elanna?
Fine. The air's just a little thin in here.
Keep me advised. Janeway out. Mr. Kim, transfer control to the comm and report to your escape pod.
Captain.
That's a direct order to all of you. Mr. Paris, I'm relieving you. Now.
The starboard thrusters are a little sluggish. Ease into them.
Understood.
Captain. Thanks for everything.
Warning. Self-destruct sequence has been initiated. Warp core overload in 7 minutes.
You too, Tuvok.
It is logical to have a second in command in case you are injured and unable to complete the mission, Captain. I request permission to remain.
Permission granted.
Hello, B'Elanna. The Cardassian virus has been neutralized.
Good for you.
Containment field integrity at 40% and falling.
Estimated time to breach.
This vessel is programmed to respond with all necessary force to prevent any disruption to its mission.
Unless I'm mistaken, you're out of options, Dreadnought.
Analysis of your vital signs suggests you are about to lose consciousness, Milana.
I'm not going anywhere until I'm finished.
When you cease your efforts to breach the containment field, life support will be restored.
No deal.
Warning. Self-destruct sequence has been initiated. Warp core overload in 3 minutes.
Increasing velocity. Preparing to adjust our heading to intercept. Janeway to Taurus.
Yes.
This is your last chance to get back here, Milana. I have to launch the last escape pods.
I understand, Captain. I'm almost finished. Let me stay.
Warning, self-destruct sequence has been initiated. Warp core overload in 2 minutes.
Containment field integrity at 20% and fallen. Perhaps your Delta Quadrant hypothesis deserves further consideration.
Nice try. Who would have thought, 2 years ago, after all those weeks we spent together perfecting your program, that we'd end up out here, trying to kill each other.
Probability assessment did not anticipate this outcome.
The missile's containment field is collapsing.
Beam her back now. Hang on.
Warning. Self-destruct sequence has been initiated. Warp core overload in 1 minute.
Computer, terminate self-destruct sequence. Authorization, Janeway Pi 110.
Confirmed. Sequence terminated.
Janeway to Taurus. Milana, are you?
She's here in sickbay, Captain. Please turn to your emergency medical holographic channel.
Doctor, I forgot about you.
How flattering. I wanted to advise you that I took the liberty of beaming Lieutenant Torres from the transporter room to sickbay. She is somewhat singed around the edges, but should make a complete recovery.
Very good, Doctor. Janeway out. Mr. Tuvok, prepare to retrieve our escape pods. Let's bring our crew home.
Aye, Captain.
The End, voiced by Marston York for British Sky Broadcasting.